In our previous shiur, we spoke about how we fulfill at least a zecher to the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, the subject of our Masechta Bizman HaZeh. And our Mishnah taught us that if Ech Ba'adar Mashmin al Shkolim, they used to announce from Rosh Chodesh Nissan about the bringing of the Machzis HaShekel. For as our Gemara teaches us, as of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they stopped using the Shkolim from the previous year. They had to start using the Shkolim from the new Shkolim. And therefore, they had to make sure that during the month of Adar, the new Shkolim were delivered, that they should have them prepared for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Similar as the Mefarshim explained, that we learned the Masechta Pesachim, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, 30 days before Pesach. 30 days before Pesach, we begin learning Hilchos Pesach. 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we started telling people that the new Machzis HaShekel has to be delivered. It seems from the Gemara and Masechta Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, that they also, as we do, read Parsha Shkolim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, very much in line with what we're learning in our Mishnah, Be'ech Ba'odor Mashmim Al Shkolim. The question, however, is, if our Mishnah teaches us that Be'ech Ba'odor Mashmim Al Shkolim, that they used to make an announcement about everybody bringing the new Machzis HaShekel, so why did they also have to have a Kriyas HaTorah? The Achraza should be adequate. So the Cheshek Shloima says one interesting pshat. He says that the Mishnah that teaches us, our Mishnah that teaches us, that they made the Achraza were for cities where there were no minion of Jews. They used to have small villages that didn't even have a minion of Jews. So in those cities, they had an achrozo. In other cities where they had a minion of Jews, they relied indeed on Kriyas HaTorah. Another pshat that he suggests is that the achrozo and the Kriyas HaTorah serve two different purposes. The achrozo is a reminder that everybody has to get prepared to bring their Machzis HaShekel. The Kriyas HaTorah is for them, as we are, to learn the halachas of the Machzis HaShekel. If we want to fulfill the mitzvah properly, we have to learn the halachas of the Machzis of the Machzis HaShekel. And how is that fulfilled? By reading the Parsha Shkolim. But then, the Cheshek Shloima, in his Sefer Binyan Shloima, Simen Nun Dalit, offers a different pshat. He says, indeed, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they did not read Parsha Shkolim. Only after the Churban, where, unfortunately, the halacha of Machzis HaShekel is no longer applicable, so we want to have at least something to, with that we'll fulfill the mitzvah. So we're reading Parsha Shkolim. And as we discussed in the previous year, we give the Machzis HaShekel, and that is the closest what we could get to fulfilling the mitzvah, Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, he suggests that the Gemara Masechta Megillah that says that they read Parsha Shkolim, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, is actually only after the Churban Habayis. Other Paiskim, the Levush, says the same. For Onim Mishalmim, he says, Parim Sosenu, we be Kriyas HaParsha Kisisa. We fulfill Machzis HaShekel by reading Parsha Shkolim. It's instead of being able to fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Resh Pehei Sifkat and Aleph, says Parashas Zekorim, Zekorim Mitzvahs Machzis HaShekel. It's a remembrance for the Mitzvahs Machzis HaShekel. So I saw that the Paiskim suggests that there are nafkaminas lahalocha, why we read the Parashas Shkolim, and if it was always read, or it's only read now when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing. One question is, can a katan, somebody who is not sure, or somebody who is not 100% certain, is a gadol, be called up for the aliyah of Parashas Shkolim? If we say that the entire purpose of reading Parashas Shkolim is just an achrozah, so what's the difference? Who gets that aliyah? If, however, the purpose of the reading of the Parashas Shkolim is with that we're fulfilling the mitzvahs machzis hashekel, or it's a zeicha to the machzis hashekel, so it doesn't make sense to call up a katan who's not mechuyev in the machzis hashekel to get to be mekayim the mitzvah. He isn't obligating that mitzvah altogether. Another question would come up is, let's say they forgot to read Parashas Shkolim on the Shabbos with Parashas Shkolim is supposed to be read. And it's actually a very big machlokes poskim if there should be a makeup. The Binyan Shloima, the Meram Shik, say that throughout the entire month of Adar, we could read Parashas Shkolim. Of course, it should be read on the designated Shabbos. But if it's not read on that designated Shabbos, it can be read during any Shabbos during the month. The Shaar Ephraim, the Kiva Eger, it seems that that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berura, all say that you can't. Why? So if we learn that the point of reading the Parashas Shkolim is Achrozah, so as long as before Chodesh Nissan, we're fulfilling the Achrozah. If, however, we're going to say that the point is to, on the contrary, if the point is just an Achrozah, so the achrozah has to be done at the proper time. And if you miss the proper time, so the zeicha we're trying to fulfill, that we learned in our Mishnah, Bechem Adam Bashmim El Shkolim, nowadays we do it with Kriyas HaTorah, so if you don't have it on that time, there's no purpose. If, however, we learn that the point is to do Masa Shekel, now we can't actually fulfill the mitzvah, so we do it with Kriyas HaTorah, so of course it should l'chatchil be done at the beginning of the month, but as we learn in our parak and we learn in our mesechta, you could give, and actually they didn't give the Masseh Shekel on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they gave it later in the month, so we see that it doesn't have to be done specifically at the beginning of the month, and you can read it any time during the month. The Gemara in Mesechta Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, gives another explanation for why the Machzis HaShekel was done at the was announced at the beginning of Adar, and that is Lefi. The Gemara says Amar Shlokish Lefi Shayigolib Yidu Lefni Misha Amud V'Haya Olam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was well aware Shaosad Haman Lishkal Asaras Alfei Kikei Kesef. The Haman was going to give 10,000 silver pieces. The Fikach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Shiyakdimu Yisrael, that we should give the Ma'al Machzis HaShekel before his Machzis HaShekel. And therefore, the Machzis HaShekel is given before Purim. So the Masha asks a question. Al Gemara explains that the reason Be'achah Be'odah Mashmim Al Shkolim is, as we said earlier, because the new shkolim has to be in place and in use by Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we give a month to prepare for it. So how do we reconcile that explanation, which our Gemara explains, with what the Rish Lakish says in Masechta Megillah, that it's connected to what Haman, to precede our shkolim, should precede the shkolim of Haman? How do we reconcile these two explanations? So, explains the Masha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that will happen. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu established, as we learn in our Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the cutoff date for using the old shkolim is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we would begin collecting shkolim at the beginning of Adar, prior to Purim, and that would therefore be a merit to offset Haman's plot to wipe out the Jewish people in the month of Adar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aware of that. So now the question is, as we discussed in our previous year, and we discussed now as well, we give the Masas HaShekel. We still do the meaning of Masas HaShekel, Bezman HaZeh. Azeich, we read Parsha Shkolim, or as a Zecher for the Shkolim that were given Bezban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. The question is, what should be done with that money? And another question is, from where does that money come from? So, the Magen Avraham, as we quoted earlier in our previous year, says that the money that was collected from Machzor HaShekel is used to pay the Chazanim, is used to pay the shul personnel. He quotes the Masas Binyamin saying that. The Shari Tshuva here doesn't understand the Magen Avraham, and he says that it should be given for poor people. He says he wants to differentiate what was the intention when it was originally collected, if it was intended to be given to Aniyim, or if it was intended to give to the personnel. Clearly, the Shari Tshuva holds l'chatchila, the money should be given for Aniyim. He says the Maas Purim, that could be given to the person who read the Megillah or to the people who work in the shul, but the Machzor HaShekel, he says, should be given to the Aniyim. The Michas HaLozer in the Tshuvas and Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed says that it could be used for the shul, for the Shliach Tzibur, but like the Magen Avraham, he says that it should, if it's used for that purpose, then it can't be used for Matnas L'Aniyim. And as we quoted a question in our previous year, then that perhaps we can answer. Who's speaking about Matnas L'Aniyim when the Magen Avraham says that it can be used for, you could pay with it, you can't fulfill with it Matnas L'Aniyim? We weren't speaking about Matnas L'Aniyim. We were speaking about Matnas HaShekel. It could be, as we said in our previous year, Machzor HaShekel, there are two ways of fulfilling the minig. One way of fulfilling the minig is by giving an actual Machzor HaShekel of coins that we have nowadays. Another way of fulfilling it is by, as the Rama tells us, giving three half coins. And as we asked in our previous year, in the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, they didn't give three half coins. Why would we give three half coins nowadays? And we suggested because there are two elements to Machzor HaShekel. Either to try to do it as similarly as to the way it was done, Bezvan Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, or that we should just have a Zecher. If we're only doing it as a Zecher, so then there must, then says the Magen Avraham, that maybe you could fulfill with it indeed the mitzvah matnas of the Yoinim. Tells us the Magen Avraham that it depends what, when, where, who you gave it. But if indeed you gave it to Aniyim, if you use the Machzor HaShekel to give to the Yoinim, since you're not really fulfilling with that contribution, the mitzvah Machzor HaShekel, and the recipient of that contribution is indeed an Oni, he's not the chazan of the Beis HaKnesses, then the halacha would be that you could, so to speak, kill two birds with one stone by giving the Machzor HaShekel funds to Aniyim. You'll fulfill both the Zecher of Machzor HaShekel and also Matanos L'Avyoinim. But the way we're learning, that's only if you follow the meaning of the Rama when you gave the three half coins that there are in those times. the Kaf HaChaim here in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet in Sif Katan Chabeis says that even people who live in Chutz Loritz should send the Machzor Shekel money to Tamid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael, just like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as we learn in our Masechta, all Jews, even Jews who didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara speaks about the Jews who lived in Bavel, sending the Machzor Shekel, would all send their Machzor Shekel to Yerushalayim to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, says the Kaf HaChaim, it's appropriate that money that's collected for Machzor Shekel, Bizman Hazeh, should also be sent to Yerushalayim, to Anim. There's interesting tshuva from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Shalos HaTshuvos Yechav HaDoas Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Vov, and he says that the right thing to do with the Masa Shekel is to give it to people who are learning Torah. He quotes that Chazal teach us, in Bikash the last tzedakah, if somebody really wants to do tzedakah, I say, in a mole Torah. Do it, give tzedakah to those people who learn Torah. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Brachos, V'yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, Ein lo ila kodesh baruch by lomoy, el arba amas shal alocha bovad, oy v'ashem, sharei tzion mikom mishkanos Yaakov, oy v'ashem, shor ma mitzion ma'alocha, Yosef, Mebote Kinesoyes, or Mebote Medrashis. In fact, he goes on to say that the Gemara Masecht Megillah, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us Gedoyla Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Yotzer Makrovis Tamidim. And therefore he says, if the primary purpose of giving the Machzor Shekel was to be able to have funds for the Korban Talmid, we nowadays, as we've been discussing, unfortunately do not have these Korbanos Tzibur, but we could at least give to Talmud Torah, which the Gemara says is even greater than the Tamidim, and fulfill, and like that, prepare, and that, as he says, Lefikach, mitzvah gedoyl litrois hamoz, shem zeich lematzah shekel, it's a great mitzvah to donate the money that zeich lematzah shekel, letoivis, HaYeshivas HaKadoshas, to give the money for yeshivas where people are learning Torah. Then, interestingly, in Siman Pei Zayin, the next tshuva, he has a discussion, can one use Maisa money for Machzor Shekel? Can one use Maisa money for Matanos Lavyoinim? We won't focus on Matanos Lavyoinim in our shir, maybe when we learn Masechta Megillah, we'll focus on Matanos Lavyoinim. But in terms of Machzor Shekel, he says as follows. He says, the entire obligation of giving Maisa Ksofim to Tzedakah is not 100% clear in Halacha. And since it's not 100% clear in Halacha, one doesn't have to give it, or when one designates his Maisa money, if he says expressly that he's going to be using that Maisa money to fulfill these obligations, to fulfill Zeicha L'Masa Shekel, that would be fine. But if a person doesn't make that stipulation when he separates his Maisa Sheni money, if he doesn't make that Maisa Ksofer money, so that money is obligated to be used for stalker purposes, and you can't use it for anything that you're obligated to do anyway. And as we learned in the Ramah, in Arachayim, Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet, that the halacha is that the Machzor Shekel is a minig. It's a minig that all of us should follow. And the Gemara says, in Masechta Chagiga, Kol Dovah Shebechoyva, Ein Abo El Mechulin. Anything that we're obligated to give, we have to use chulin funds, not Maisa funds. So therefore, if somebody, which he says is the proper thing to do, does separate Maisa funds for tzedakah, the halacha is you can't use that money for Machzor Shekel because it's a davar shebechayva, it's a minig a minig by all of Klal Yisrael, and ain't a bar elam in achulim.